Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The MLS Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast. They're giving away an autographed DeAndre Swift jersey and a merch store gift card. Get all the details by following them on Twitter at SGPN Fantasy. And I want that DeAndre Swift jersey.
It's finished at Sunderland. Manchester United have done all they can. That Rooney goal was enough for the 3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Nick, what is up, man? Don't you want that Swift jersey? I know you're a Packers fan, so maybe you'll just burn it, but at least it's free.
I'll sell it.
Sell it. There you go. How about selling it? How about selling that Aaron Judge baseball for $2 million?
I mean, I don't know how. Yeah, I think he's already gotten offered like $2 million for it. The guy that caught it. But I don't like, I don't know how, why you're not at the game right now. You're 2 hours away from the stadium. You should be.
Because of my dedication to the podcast.
You should be in the outfield with the biggest mitt you've ever had.
I should.
Catching that thing.
Can you imagine going to the Blue Jays game when they played the Yankees and he hit 61 and the ball went into the fucking bullpen? I'd be livid.
you got to jump in after that. I mean, you just got to go in after that.
Just break your legs.
You have to. Life-changing money right there.
And you know what? What's annoying too? I'm going to be in Dallas this weekend. I'm going to be up where the Rangers are playing for the OU Texas game. It's at the State Fair. Texas won last weekend. Oklahoma got smacked by TCU. We haven't beaten Oklahoma since 2018. When I was still at Texas in grad school. So it's been a while.
Hook 'em.
That's right. So if you see my sweaty ass running on the Cotton Bowl field, just know I'm doing it for you.
I'll be looking for it.
Let's accumulate some money to bail Ty out
of Dallas
State Jail. All right. Well, we got decision day in MLS. It's going to be a pretty wild day, I think. There's a lot of spots open left to secure. And then also some, you know, I think this is a great chance for you to really hone in on some good betting edges just because you know where teams kind of stand. So we start. Every game is on Sunday, October 9th, before we get into playoffs. Let's start in Atlanta United hosting New York City FC. Atlanta, -105 favorites, +260 New York City FC, +270 is the draw. Over-under is 3, leaning more towards the under. So Atlanta are out of the playoff race. New York are trying to stave off the Red Bulls in hopes of securing third place in the East. So Atlanta had nothing to play for other than pride. But they've only lost 3 home games. And we all know what New York City FC have done. They've won back-to-back games. They've lost 5 of their last 6 away games. I know since Castellanos left, they have not been that same team. I no longer have confidence in New York securing points on the road, even here. I do think they score. I'm going to say I really don't like the odds here, but I had to find something. So we're going with both teams to score at -175. It's not the greatest odds, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same thought process as you. I went both teams to score and over 2.5 at -130 just to get the odds, you know, better odds. Not much in this match. Like you said, Atlanta doesn't have anything to play for. I mean, neither really does New York City FC other than, you know, one seeding spot.
Yeah.
But I still think Atlanta comes out and plays. I mean, I don't think they just, you know, roll over on their last home game. And they've been really good at home, much better than on the road. So I expect them to come out. I expect them to get some goals. And I expect New York City FC to compete and get ready for the playoffs. So, both teams to score over 2.5, -130.
Yep. I hear you, man. And the next one is also a terrible game that you'll not want to pay attention to. It's the Chicago Fire hosting the New England Revolution. The Fire, +130 favorites, +195 for the Revolution, +245 is the draw. Overs at 3, leaning more towards the under at -125. So both teams out of playoff contention. So this game will come down to who cares more about ending the season on a high note. Chicago play at about .500 at home, while the Revs have 3 wins and 16 road games. There have been over 2.5 goals in 18 of New England's last 20 away games. The Fire have seen the overhit in their last 4 games. I think the Fire ultimately win this game. I think it'll be a high-scoring affair, even though neither has much to play for. So I'm going with over 2.5 at -150.
I went with both teams to score over 2.5, -125 again in this one. Same thing. I just think that both teams are going to be playing, they'll be taking chances. It's going to be open, back and forth type field game. I went back to the end of last season when they played. It was a 2-2 draw. And then at the end of 2020 when they played, it was a 2-1 game. So I just feel like, these teams aren't just going to roll over, and Chicago just put up 3 on the road, versus Cincinnati. And the Revolution have been looking decent at attack. They've scored in 4 of their last 5 matches. They've been conceding penalties all season. So, if Chicago can get a penalty, get 1 goal, I see, a 2-2, 3-2 type game in this one.
It's because I pressed the wrong button, Nick. And, that's what happens sometimes when you have fucking 4 screens on. You can't find the unmute button. But the good thing is we get into a batch of games that actually do matter. Not every team is still in it, but there are teams that do care about the results of these games. So we go DC United, FC Cincinnati. DC +205, +125 for FC Cincinnati, +250 is the draw. Over-unders, pick'em game. At 3 goals, you decide what you'll do with that. Nick, who are you liking with DC United, FC Cincinnati?
So Cincinnati obviously want this game more, need this game more. Yeah. I'm going with Cincinnati moneyline, +110.
Love it.
Yeah, they haven't been great on the road. They've been conceding a ton of goals on the road. But against a DC United team that, may just try to play spoiler, I just think Cincinnati comes out and puts this game to bed early, and, try and does whatever they can to secure 3 points in this match because they need it.
Yeah, man, I am on you with that. I actually took them money line and over 1.5 match goals. +150, just because I agree. Even if DC United do score, I think it'll really turn Cincinnati into the team that we've seen, where it seems like every week they're scoring at least 2 goals. And honestly, that would be enough, even if DC United score 1. So, and at +150 odds right now, I'll take that all day. And another big one, Inter Miami hosting my team from the north, CF Montreal. We got +115 favorites, Inter Miami, +215 Montreal underdogs, +270 is the draw, over under split to 3 and 3.5, leaning more towards that under. So Miami are hanging on for dear life. They sit in 7th place in the East. 4 teams are competing for 3 spots, and Miami need this one win way more than Montreal. But, Montreal, because of the Union just lost, if Montreal wins and then another loss by the Union, Montreal would secure the top spot in the East. But I don't see the Union losing. I don't even see the Union drawing. I think the Union ended up winning. This Montreal win may be void even if they do win. Montreal's looked really good on the road. They have 10 wins, 4 losses, which is a great away record. Miami have 9 wins and 3 losses at home. Miami have won their last 3 home matches, but Montreal take it to a whole new level, winning their last 6 away. So I am going with a couple of bets here. I think Miami will come out hot. I think Miami score first. -130, just because they need this game more. I also think the over hits, not the over 3, 3.5. I got the over 2.75 at about -150. I just think if Montreal score, Miami are going to have to score two to even feel remotely comfortable, because we know Montreal can put more than one goal on the board. So that's what I'm going with. What do you got?
Another both teams score over 2.5 for me.
Let's go.
-140. Yeah, Miami. I mean, we know how Miami's been at home. 9 wins, 3 draws, 3 losses. They need this game. They've scored 29 goals in 15 matches. You know, they're unbeaten in 4 home games. And then in comes Montreal, unbeaten in 6 away games, like you said, ranked first away from home this season. I just expect a really good match in this one. Actually excited to watch this one. You know, Higuain announces his retirement. So, you know, a home match, maybe their last one, his last one in front of the fans. He might want to put on a show. So, yeah, to me, this just screams a very competitive back and forth. You know, no one's going to want to drop points. And Inter Miami need the 3. I mean, they got to get the 3. So, you know, if Montreal gets 1, Inter's going to be pushing, and it's going to leave a ton of counterattacks for Montreal on this one.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head there. All right, Nick, hey, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Are you thinking of joining WynnBET? Well, now is the perfect time for new customers who bet $100 and get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WynnBET is available and live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Plus, WynnBET has their own same-game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select Build Your Own Bet, and start building that monster parlay. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Claim your free bet today. Offers subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, folks. If you watch football, you need FuboTV. FuboTV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone, plus games in 4K at no extra charge. They have over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. You can watch on all your devices and never miss a game or episode of your favorite show with included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try FuboTV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. And Nick, we are back. Let's go to the Red Bulls hosting Charlotte FC. Red Bulls -135 favorites, +350 for Charlotte underdogs, +280 this draw. Over-unders at 2.5 to 3, leaning more towards the over. I'll hand it off to you, Nick, to hear what you have to say about the Red Bulls hosting Charlotte.
So I really didn't like anything in this match. If I had to pick, I would just pass, truthfully. But I went with the Red Bulls money line, -135 at home. Really, the only thing they can do is move up one spot if they get 3 points and New York City FC drop points. They can move up to third place. Charlotte aren't playing for anything. They're out. So for me, it's just Red Bulls at home versus Charlotte on the road. You know, give me the money line. It's going to be very light, very, very, very light sprinkle. If I even do play it, I'll be waiting for lineups to see what it's like. But yeah, not much in this game. I mean, Charlotte looked actually pretty good at home versus Philly, putting up 4 goals. You know, Philly got a red card late in that game. But I mean, they held the Union to nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I will tell you this, Charlotte technically are not out, because they play tomorrow evening. So basically,
that's right. They do have a game in hand.
They do. Yeah. They sit in ninth. They're 4 points behind Columbus. The problem with them though is, 6th, 7th, and 8th place are also playing tomorrow. So they basically have to win tomorrow and win Sunday and then hope for, you know, some other craziness, because they got to jump, they got to leapfrog Columbus. They got to hope Miami loses to Montreal.
And they play Columbus tomorrow night.
They play Columbus. Yeah. Big game.
Yeah.
But I, to be honest, I don't think Charlotte, I don't think Charlotte are going to beat the Red Bulls.
Yeah, so I mean that changes things, obviously. Let's say Charlotte get a point tomorrow night or somehow pull out a win and get three. Then I would probably definitely lean more towards like a both teams to score or Charlotte draw no bet type of play in that one for sure.
Yeah, I took the over 2.5 just because of that reason. There's been over 2.5 goals in 7 of Charlotte's last 8 games, and they've won their past 3 matches overall. I mean, Charlotte are on the road. They've only won 3 in 16, but the Red Bulls are more of a road team. So like we were just talking about, it's now or never for Charlotte. This game could mean everything for this new franchise. I think Charlotte ultimately, because of the situation of them, you know, needing the 3 points, especially depending on the result tomorrow against Columbus, I think they're going to push the tempo. And like you were saying in the other game, it's going to create a lot of counterattacks, and a lot of goals can be scored on counterattacks. I don't want Charlotte double chance because, you know, honestly, if I were, you know, betting either side, I would tell you don't bet any type of draw play in this because Charlotte does nothing. A draw will do nothing for Charlotte in this scenario. So I think they're going to give it at all, even if it means losing to the Red Bulls. I think one side or the other comes out with a victory and there's no draw in this game. Next up, we have another important game. Speaking of the Columbus Crew and Orlando, these are two of the 4 teams that sit all within playoff striking distance. Orlando City hosting Columbus. Orlando, -110 favorites, +275 for the underdog Crew. +270 is the draw. Over-unders at 3, leaning more towards the under. Both of these teams are playing at midweek. Both find themselves fighting for those 4 with 4 teams for 3 playoff spots. Orlando's playing .500 soccer at home. The Crew have tied more than any other MLS team with almost half their games resulting in a draw. Orlando have won 5 of their last 6 meetings. You know, I if Orlando can score first, I think it'll force the Crew's hand and vice versa. You know, Orlando sitting 6th right now, Crew sitting 8th. They're separated by, they're actually not separated by any points. It's more of a goal differential. Columbus, depending on what happens tomorrow, Columbus would have to overcome Columbus have the goal differential lead on Orlando City. But I'm going another over 2.5. You could take the over. You could take both teams to score. I think this is another one where the game opens up. A lot of goals will be scored because even with 1 goal for these teams, you know, you're not going to feel comfortable knowing that the other team is going to be pushing after that first goal is scored. So I'm taking the over 2.5 at -155.
So obviously it depends on how this midweek game goes for Orlando. When I originally looked at this game, I thought draw because, you know, if Orlando's sitting ahead of Columbus, really they just need to not lose. You know, but Orlando have not drawn a single game at home.
Yeah.
So that kind of threw me off the draw. Because, I mean, we know how Columbus is when it comes to draws. So I went with both teams to score over 2.5. Just seems like a theme this weekend. -120. Going back to what I think is going to happen in this game, once again, depending on how this midweek match goes for Orlando, you know, Columbus, if Columbus score, you know, then Orlando's going to have to score to tie it. Columbus ultimately has to, you know, win this game. Orlando ultimately just has to not lose this game. Because, like you said, Columbus has the goal differential over Orlando. But I just think goals would come in this one if the standings stand how they are right now. You know, if Columbus sits just outside the playoffs and Orlando sits in 6th or 7th there, I think it's going to be another back and forth. You know, as soon as that first goal comes, floodgates are going to open kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think that theme is going to be throughout a lot of these games. You know,
definitely.
And then now I say that and we're going to get a bunch of 0-0s. Nah. No, I don't think that's going to happen. Next, we have your team from the north, versus the best team in the East, the Union hosting Toronto. Union minus 210 favorites, plus 500 for Toronto. Underdogs plus 360 to the draw. Over-unders 3 to 3.5, leaning more towards the under. And I will tell you, I do not have over 2.5. I have over 3. but my official play is actually going to be Union minus 1 on the spread at minus 140. You know, the Union faltered on the weekend. That allowed Montreal to potentially still be in the hunt for the East. Toronto are missing the playoffs. They are going to finish 13th in the East. The past six games between these two clubs have all seen over 3 goals. We know the Union can easily score 3 goals if they want to. They've scored 4 goals or more in their last 5 home games. I don't see Toronto winning. They've lost. They failed to win in 22 of their last 24 away matches. The Union have also not lost at home. I think the Union will be pissed that they even have to deal with decision day, even as the first place club, but they want that bye. So I'm taking the Union minus 1 on the spread at minus 140.
Same play. I just think Union are just going to come out and throttle.
You could even make it a little bit juicier and do minus 1.5.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to, but I just think minus 1 is just a safe play. You know, either Union gets the win by 1 or they, you know, dominate like I think they will. You know, Toronto have nothing to play for. They could take chances. They can play, you know, see what they have in certain guys, switch the lineups, switch formations, whatever the case is. But Union aren't going to want to drop that first place spot. They're going to want all 3 points at home, you know, get that bye, put the season to bed. Give me that minus 1 all day.
And what's interesting too is like they're probably going to throw out like their starting lineup because they do not want to fall behind Montreal, knowing that.
And after coming off that embarrassing loss to Charlotte, like you don't want to end the season like that.
Definitely not. I am not going to be here. Well, actually, I will be here, but I'll be traveling back from Dallas after the OU Texas game. Hook 'em horns. Austin FC hosts the Colorado Rapids. Austin FC minus 125 favorites, plus 310 for the Rapids, plus 285 for the draw. Over under split 3.5 to 3, leaning more towards the under. So Colorado are technically out of the playoff hunt. Even with a win and a Minnesota United loss, they'd be tied on points. But Colorado would have to overcome a 6-goal differential. And on top of that, Salt Lake and Vancouver would both have to lose. So the Rapids
have a lot would have to happen.
A lot would have to happen. The Rapids have 1 win on the road this season. Austin have not looked sharp. I'm sad. You know, it's been a struggle over these past couple of weeks. It feels like we're just waiting for the playoffs to happen. And, you know, I'm going with the over 3. I think Austin come out. And, you know, their last game at home, regular season before playoffs, we're going to host a playoff game. But I think they want to – I personally think that Austin will throw out their full starting lineup for this game just because I think continuity is important. And I think Wolf, our head coach, has fiddled too much with the lineup over the past couple of weeks, giving guys rest. That unless someone is seriously hurt, I think we throw out our starting lineup. I think, depending on how it goes and depending on what the lineup looks like, if we throw out our full starting 11, I think players get subbed off by the 60th minute. Our top players for sure will be off because this game, I mean, ultimately this game, you know, we've locked up second place. Dallas can't catch us. We can't drop. We can't move up. But I think, and I hope for the sake of fandom and because I think our team just needs more reps together as a starting unit that they at least get 45. So take that for what it's worth.
When I looked at this one, I was gonna ask you your thoughts on what kind of formation starting lineup you thought Austin was gonna put out there because they have been struggling of late. Definitely struggle bus. And I just think are they tired? So my thought process is, okay, if they're tired, then maybe they don't play much at all. Maybe they play only a half. Maybe they come in. Maybe they don't start. The starters don't start, but they come in on the 60th minute and just play 30 minutes or something like that. You know what I mean? So to me, with Colorado having to score 5-plus goals, you know, to have any sort of shot in this one. I went with both teams to score over 2.5 at minus 140. You got to think Colorado's going to get one, at least one, yeah, if not two. And Austin, I mean, they're not going to want to go into the playoffs with a loss. But I don't know what kind of lineup they're going to put out. I really don't. And because
it would be back-to-back losses.
Back-to-back losses. Like, you definitely – and at home – You don't want to do that, especially at home. And, you know, going into, you know, the start of the playoffs, you want that momentum, that confidence. You know, I would expect their starters to be out there, but they have been struggling. And if it's because they're tired and, you know, they need a rest, maybe they get a rest. I don't know.
Well, and the thing that, you know, I hear you on, like, the resting the starters, the thing that I don't like about, you know, resting starters to start the game and then having them come in is because what ends up happening, I would rather have everyone start the game and we play a full 45 together and then pull players off then. Because if we have certain starters, you know, on the bench, we have some.
I feel like I see that. I feel like I see that a lot more lately, though. Like the starters, no, just in general, and just soccer in general, like starters start on the bench when they're giving them like a day. And then they come on, and then they come on later in the game, just to like keep their legs, you know, kind of fresh. And then it's like they finish the game, and then they're going in and ready for the next match.
True, that makes sense. I just don't like it for Austin FC specifically because then there will be no continuity. Because if you don't start with the starters to start the game, then pretty much what ends up happening is maybe that's the thing.
Maybe they treat this as like a playoff game. Maybe they're like, okay, well, you know, they come in with that mentality of it's going to be a playoff game. We're going to put all our starters out.
I like
we're
that. We need it.
You know what I mean? Like we're playing this first half, like it's a playoff game where this is the lineup that's going to be starting, you know, in the playoffs, you know, go kind of, I don't know. Yeah. But I mean, just, you know, there's so many different ways. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of lineup they put out there.
Yeah, I'll probably be texting you if the lineup looks like shit. all right, Nick. Hey, let's take a quick break to hear again from some of our sponsors. Do you ever wish that every NFL game you could get up-to-date and accurate information before placing bets or locking in your fantasy lineup? Well, now you can with the Elias Game Plan app, the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Whether you're part of a fantasy tournament, placing bets, or just a huge sports fan and stats nerd, Elias Game Plan has everything you need. Elias Game Plan is a sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues since 1913. You see and hear their trusted facts all the time from ESPN, your local radio broadcasts, and television broadcasts, but now you can have all the stats, facts, and team and player updates in the palm of your hand, all backed by their renowned research team. The head-to-head comparisons really inform my picks. All this data is being backed by the Elias Bureau just proves the decisions I want to make with my next game. And with their new chat function, you can talk to them directly and receive the information you need to back your big decision on betting or fantasy leagues. Plus, their newly added weekly survivor pool analysis keeps you in the game. So take this NFL season to the next level and download the Elias Game Plan app today. Choose from 3 game plans when you subscribe, weekly, monthly, or annual. But I can get you 25% off your first month when you choose the monthly subscription. Just use our promo code SGPN25. Finally, Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN. Romo Guys is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. They've got daily updates on odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sportsbooks. And they've got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. I gotta say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they are some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If not, you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of all is that Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. So go to promoguy.us and check out their 100% tracked, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. Make sure you check out promoguy.us. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, Select your player props and earn picks and points for correct picks and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. And make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. Sign up with our promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. All right, Nick, and we are back with some more picks. We got FC Dallas hosting Sporting Kansas City. Dallas -110 favorites, +290 for SKC, +265 is the draw. Over-unders at 3, leaning more towards the under. I'm going with Dallas money line. Dallas have all but secured third place in the West. Galaxy need to win and overcome a 5-goal differential. Nashville can actually sneak into third with a win and a Dallas loss. Sporting Kansas City are out of contention. They have 2 wins on the road. They've not lost in their last 7 matches. They have 3 straight wins, but all of those were at home. Dallas are undefeated in their last 6 matches. I just think Dallas will need a win to safely secure third place, and at -110 money line against a team that is not playing for anything is looking pretty good for me.
Yeah, I went over 3 at -110. Same thing. I think Dallas win this game ultimately at the end of the day. But I think Sporting come out and give them a fight. They've been playing well. Their attack has looked strong. At times, Agata and Tommy have been really good. Russell Saloy, I believe his name is, have been excellent for them. And they got a bright future, KC, if they can keep these guys and add to them. But yeah, I think Dallas come out, probably win this game. I mean, I see minimum 2-1, you know, 2-2, 3-1, or 2-1, 3-1, 3-2 type game. You know, the last 3 head-to-head matchups have all seen 4 or more goals. So yeah, give me the goals in this one.
I like that. I also think Dallas could potentially score first, which would be nice. I have that here as a little side play. The Dynamo next up host the Galaxy. Dynamo +195 home underdogs, +125 for the Galaxy, +265 for the draw. Over under is 3. Pick 'em for the over under. Who do you have in this one?
I went with Galaxy draw no bet at -150.
That's what I got.
Let's go. Definitely paying up for the juice in this one, but I think it's worth it in a game that Galaxy need. They're not going to want to drop any points, you know, minimum draw, but they're definitely going to want to look for 3 points. You know, they obviously have to score, what is it, like 5 or 6 goals to pass Dallas, or have a 5 or 6 goal differential to pass Dallas in this game. But I see them, you know, securing this fourth spot, either win or draw. I would be very surprised if they went on the road here and dropped points.
Yeah, I mean, they could fall all the way to 7th.
Yeah.
Which is scary. I'm pretty sure they're locked into a playoff spot. I don't think they can. I'm pretty sure they.
Unless Salt Lake, I think, score like 8 goals or something like that, or have like an 8 goal differential in their match. I'm pretty sure they're locked into a playoff spot. It's just about seeding for them right now.
Yeah, exactly. So I agree with you. I think Galaxy draw no bet is a great play, even paying up for it. Just they're undefeated in 9 of their last 10 matches. They've seen over 2.5 goals in 5 of their last 6 away. You know, both teams, I think, may score, especially the Dynamo at home. But even if the Dynamo score first, like, don't be worried, because the Galaxy are the better team. I think because LA need a result significantly more than Houston, that's why I'm leading the draw no bet. If you're feeling adventurous, you know, to be honest, no, I don't like the Galaxy on the money line at +125. I would say maybe if it was more in the +150 range, I would probably go for it, just because, like, +125, like, I'll take draw no bet rather than, you know, risk them friggin' tying.
I'm not uber confident that they win this game.
And all they need is a draw.
All they need is a draw. That's all I need. They just need a draw. So for me, it's definitely the draw, no bet, safe play. You know, to me, it's a push or win type bet. And Houston have been good. And Galaxy, we've seen how bad their defense is. They haven't kept a clean sheet in 11 straight matches. So exactly. I would expect Houston to get on the board.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, next up we have LAFC hosting Nashville. LAFC minus 150 favorites, plus 370 for Nashville, plus 310 as the draw. Over-unders at 3, leaning more towards the over. This will be the second ever matchup between these two clubs. LAFC won the first bout 2-1. LAFC have won 9 straight home matches and have scored at least 2 goals in 8 of their last 9. Yeah, I mean, Nashville aren't defeated in their last 6 matchups. Nashville look like, this, you know, they're looking to solidify a higher seed than 5th in the West. It can move up to 3rd with a win, potentially a Dallas loss. LAFC have nothing to play for other than, you know, prepping for the playoffs. They've secured first place a long time ago, it feels like. I think all signs point towards LAFC dominance when you just look at this game straight up. I agree their lineup may be adjusted, though, as this game means nothing to them towards advancing in the playoffs or even seeding. I think Nashville come out the gates ready to score and take LAFC by storm. I'm taking Nashville double chance at plus 125.
Yeah, I'm going Nashville plus 1 at minus 125. This just seems like a game where LAFC rest their players.
Yep.
They absolutely have nothing 100% to play for. Agata and Vela have played so much lately that this just seems like a perfect spot to rest them. Throw Bale in, like, let him start. Throw some other guys in there. Let them start. Get their legs, you know, ready just in case for a play. And, like, rest those guys.
Yeah.
And this just seems like a perfect rest spot for LAFC. Absolutely nothing to play for. And to get one, you know, to get plus 1 for Nashville, who, even if they both teams had their starting lineups and would compete with LAFC.
Yeah.
So give me the points, you know, minus 125. That's a great number. Love that number. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
I like that a lot. Yeah. And I agree. To be honest, Nashville are probably the number one team I don't want to see in the first round of the playoffs. I don't want to play Nashville. They've had Austin FC's number. Don't want to play. I'll take any other team. Give me the Galaxy. Give me Dallas. Give me the Timbers. I don't care. Just don't give me Nashville. Give them to someone else. So we have you got that game in the East, a couple of games in the East, but this next one.
It's a big one.
Minnesota United hosting Vancouver. Minnesota minus 125. Favorites plus 310 for Vancouver, plus 280 as the draw. Over-unders at 3, leaning more towards the under. Huge game for both clubs. Whoever wins will secure their place in the postseason. A draw for Minnesota may be enough. They're in 7th place right now. Vancouver are in 9th. Vancouver have to win. But if Vancouver win, they ultimately should move up, assuming that Salt Lake Salt Lake is playing Portland. So really, you know, Vancouver need a win and some help, but I don't think the Timbers-Salt Lake game ends in a draw either. Vancouver are hot right now. I mean, they just beat my Austin FC. They've won 3 in a row. All 3 have been at home, though. Minnesota have looked really poor. Minnesota, like, at one point, were in 3rd place, I believe, in the Western Conference.
They've looked bad.
They've looked really bad. Vancouver have scored 2 goals or more in their last 3, but let's remember they were all at home. They have 2 road victories on the season. Minnesota have United have played decent at home. I'm very skittish on taking Minnesota here, but I don't like Vancouver's road splits. So I lean towards the total. The total, you're definitely going to pay more for it, but I'm taking over 2.5 at minus 160. Vancouver's allowing 2.19 goals per game. I do think that just the way Vancouver's been playing, they can score. And I think, you know, with this being the last game of the season for both these squads, one of them is probably going home. I think both teams opened the game up extremely to where we, you know, could see 2-2, 3-1, you know, who knows, 3-3. I just think this game gets blown out the waters towards the over.
Yeah, I went both teams to score over 2.5 at minus 120.
The trend continues. Let's go. Yeah.
When I was doing this, I was like, Jesus Christ, both teams score over 2.5 every game.
Honestly.
It's just another one of those games where, you know, I feel like this one maybe starts off a little slow because neither team's going to want to really make that first mistake.
Yeah.
But both these teams need 3 points. I don't, you know, 1 point's not going to cut it. So both these teams are going to need 3 points. Someone needs to win at 1 point. You know, they're going to have to start pressing. It's going to open up the field. It's going to be back and forth. As soon as that first goal comes, it, you know, the, once again, floodgates should open and it should be, you know, goal here, goal there. And I would bare minimum 2-1, 3-1, yep. 3-2 type game in this one.
100%. Good thing it's the last game of the regular season for a lot of these clubs, because typically we would not be on this many overs. I just think, you know, we're understanding that, you know, these teams have nothing else to lose.
Right. This is a good betting week. This should be definitely a good betting week where, like, because a lot of times during the regular season, you don't know how teams are going to play. You know, it's middle of the season. They're tired. Maybe they went out the night before. Maybe, you know, whatever the case may be. Exactly. You really don't know. Like, with these games, like, this is to make the playoffs. This is to continue your season or you're going home.
Yeah. And one thing to be sure of, too, is, like, if you're ever not confident in a side, the over is your friend.
Of course.
The over is your friend, assuming it's not, like, 3.5. Then that'd be kind of, you know, there are some games.
Yeah, and like this, like, and I love betting on like Champions League and stuff, because you know that like the teams are putting out their best lineup.
Yeah,
they're gonna give their 100%. This is, you know, it's the biggest competition in the world, and that's what this feels like. You know, the last day of the season to make the playoffs and continue your season, not go home. You know, everything's on the line. That's the kind of feel you get from these games.
Exactly, Nick. All right, man. Hey, let's take a last break to hear from our sponsors. So I'm one of those people who drinks a lot of coffee, but I couldn't tell you exactly what makes a good cup taste so good. All I know is when I get my coffee from Trade Coffee, it's great. Let me tell you about Trade Coffee. It's a coffee subscription service unlike anything you've tried before, because they partner with top independent roasters to freshly roast and send the best coffees in the country directly to your home on your preferred schedule. Their team of experts do all of the work, taste testing hundreds of coffees from across the U.S. every month to curate over 450 exceptional coffees that make the cut. The coffee I get from Trade is so good. I can't believe how much I like it, what they picked out for me. And their team actually worked with me to create my own custom collection, which is great for me because, you know what? If you're like me and you want your coffee to be a little darker, you can go check out my collection at Trade. So, and if you want, if what I got isn't up to your alley, maybe you don't like dark coffee, maybe you're a little bit more on the lighter side, don't worry. Trade will have whatever it is that you want specifically. You can shop their most popular coffees by roast or flavor profile, or you can take their coffee quiz and get expertly matched with coffee you'll love. Trade is the easiest way to get your very best tasting coffee delivered fresh when you need it. You've got nothing to lose because Trade Coffee guarantees you'll love your first bag. If not, they'll work with you to replace it for free. So if you want to support small businesses and brew the best cup of coffee you've ever made at home, it's time to try Trade Coffee. Right now, Trade is offering our listeners a total off $30 off your first order plus free shipping at drinktrade.com/SGP. That's drinktrade.com/SGP off your subscription to the best coffee in the country. Folks, you might be asking yourself, what is Odds Traders? Odds Traders is a place to compare odds from all major sportsbooks. You can also compare the different signup codes, promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your game and betting activity. So go to oddstraders.com/bluewire. Odds Traders, the number one site for all your game day bets. Nick, we are back with two games left in the MLS regular season. We take ourselves to Salt Lake City, Utah, where they host Portland in another decisive match. Salt Lake -105, favorites +250 for Portland, +270 is the draw. Over-unders at 3, leaning more towards the under. Who do you like in this one?
You already know. Both teams score over 2.5, -120. Juice is too good. Can't pass these up. In these matches, but yeah, Portland, both these, another game where both teams are going to want 3 points. I think Portland would be safe with a draw. But Salt Lake, Yeah, because Salt Lake need to win. Salt Lake need all 3 points. Salt Lake need to win. And I think Portland would be safe with a draw. So to me, that's, you know, if Salt Lake gets one, Portland's going to want to respond because they can't drop any points. And Salt Lake need to win. So to me, it's going to be a lot of pressing, a lot of chances once again. You know, even though Salt Lake haven't won haven't won a match in their last six attempts, they got to do something here at home. They need a result. They need 3 points, and Portland just needs not to drop points. So to me, goals again, another, you know, another script where I see both teams score over 2.5 hitting.
I know I'm muted, Nick, and making all these damn faces on me.
I wish we were alive. I'm literally like,
hey,
pointing,
Ty.
I'm pointing to the mic. I'm like flailing my arms. I look like an idiot right now.
That's all right. Happens to the best of us, right? Well, good thing is I'm pretty much on everything you said. you know, I'm on both teams to score and over 2.5. I think the game opens up a lot like the other ones. 73% of Portland's goals have occurred in the second half, and they've scored in their last 11 away matches. Folks, if you're wondering why I keep going on mute, it's because I don't want you all to hear me drinking water. And I mute myself to drink some water, and then I forget that I'm on mute and wonder why Nick's not responding or laughing or breathing. And then I realize that, oh, something's probably wrong because I've been talking a while. But I like Portland also, draw no bet at +165. Salt Lake, Salt Lake are boring, to be honest.
They really are. Yeah.
So that's what I'm going with. And we have one more game to go.
Save the best for last.
Yeah, really. Seattle Sounders hosting San Jose. Seattle -145. Favorites +360 is the draw. Or +360 for San Jose. +295 is the draw. Over-unders a pick'em at 3. And yeah, I mean, Seattle will miss the playoffs for the first time as a franchise, which is hard to believe that that run is over. But I'm okay with it. Fuck Seattle.
Me too.
Both teams are out of the playoff race. San Jose are at the bottom of the Western Conference. I actually have Seattle -0.75. I took the little split there at -115. I think Seattle end up winning. You know, I'm just confident in Seattle at home, even though they're not really in it for anything other than offseason optimism. I just think San Jose have checked out and checked out a while ago. But they may sneak a goal in. You know, Seattle have conceded in 12 of their 16 at home. If you want to get a little trickier, you could take Sounders money line and under 4.5 match goals at +120. What do you got for this last game on the regular season?
Yeah, I'm paying up a little bit. I went over 2.5 at -150.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, San Jose have scored a goal in their last 4 matches. You know, prior to that, the 5th match, they lost 6-0 at home to Cincinnati in a rout. Seattle's good at home. Another team that plays well at home versus on the road. They've scored 27 goals in 16 matches at home, 9 wins in 16 matches. And San Jose have conceded well over 2 goals a game on the road. So if they can get one, this over is hitting. But I could honestly see Seattle maybe getting 3 themselves in this game and just kind of like putting a show for their fans to end the season kind of thing. The last 3 head-to-head have all seen over 2.5 hit. And they've been high scoring, 2-2, 4-3, 3-1. So when it looks like when these teams get together, you know, all bets are off.
Yeah, and yeah, San Jose likes to score. They also like to get scored on.
Oh, yeah. They like to get scored on.
Well, that concludes the MLS regular season, but we still have one more thing to do, folks. Was that long enough?
I don't know. I can't hear it anymore.
Damn.
I know. Like, I don't know.
That's what happens when you get old.
Seriously, Minka. No, like before, I remember when you first started doing it, I could hear it. So now it's like
I had all those very janky soundboards.
I know. You're really trying to make a thing of it.
I know. Maybe we'll bring it back for MLS season 2. we'll be a little more, Ty will be a little more, you know, ready to go with some good whippets on the soundboard.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe we can get our Twitter followers to, you know, Everyone pitch in a dollar for an MLS soundboard. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
So I think this is an awesome week for the cheeky parlay, primarily because teams, most of these teams cannot afford a draw. So I'll start off because I'm hyped about my pick. Okay. Nashville. Nashville at LAFC. Nashville, is that who you're going to have?
Yeah, I had them draw no bet, plus all 260. Right.
I was going to take them on the money line.
Yeah, is that too risky?
Let's go draw no bet
is plus 260. Yeah, freaking huge.
No, let's go draw no bet. I like that. That saves some risk for us. All right, since we both were on that one, now let's kind of pick our all right, other let's play. See here.
Did I have any more that I liked?
I mean, Vancouver at Minnesota. Vancouver right now, draw no bet. Okay. Right now, money line, Vancouver's plus 300. On the money or on the draw, no bet, they're plus 200. They just got a draw. I mean, granted, Vancouver need to win to be in, but Minnesota looked terrible. Minnesota looked so bad. But yeah, it's
I mean,
like,
even Minnesota draw, no. Oh, no, wait, that's nice. Yeah. Plus 210.
You could also take Portland, draw, no bet at plus 160.
I would like,
it's tough.
Vancouver, yeah. So like Vancouver needs to win.
Minnesota technically could draw
and still
potentially
be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do Vancouver draw no bet plus 210.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, shit, I like that.
Be wild. All right, shit. Plus, okay. So we got Nashville, draw no bet. Vancouver, draw no bet. Both teams are looking for victories. LAFC are probably going to rest players. Vancouver need a win to be in. Minnesota could potentially just need a draw and be safe. We're looking at plus 1,030 odds for this game. You throw in a simple $10 and win $100. That is wild. And
nice.
What's crazy is you could have, you know, granted it won't be at the same odds, but let's say Nashville win, Vancouver draw. You still win, just not at those odds.
Yeah. Yep. I like it.
Sweet, man. Well, that does it for the MLS regular season podcast. My name is Ty Roeder at TRods1019 on Twitter. Nick is at Betting the Pitch on Twitter. We also have our own MLS Twitter account at MLSSGPN, where you can find us, interact with us. Let us know what you think of the podcast. I know you guys, some of you all have been interacting with us on there. We really appreciate it. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple or Spotify. And don't you worry, we will be back for the playoffs with your top plays. We're also continuing our European podcast, got Champions League upcoming, as well as some World Cup stuff going on.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, Nick. Yeah, we're pumped. We're excited. Going to be doing some live streaming probably for the playoffs. So be on the lookout. Maybe Nick will give away his kidney or something. We'll see.
I got something. I got something I want to give away. I got to do a giveaway soon. No.
Oh, okay.
No. I got a gift card I'm going to be giving away. Maybe we'll do it on the next MLS. Live stream. Yeah, maybe we'll do it on MLS live stream or something like that.
All right, can I be entered in the win, or am I exempt?
It's a PlayStation gift card. You got PlayStation?
Fuck, I am an Xbox guy. Oh, well.
Of course you are. Oh, my God. You probably have an Android, too, don't you?
No. <Just kidding. laughs> Twitter for Android is the biggest. I hate that. I'm like, you're... do you have an Android?
You have an iPhone. When we text, because we text blue. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't text anyone who has that green shit.
Exactly. That's why I said it. Freaking Xbox.
All those
Android.
Folks out there who have Androids.
Androids and Xbox. Yeah.
Androids and Xbox. Honestly, I feel like Android's more of a PlayStation thing, if I'm being honest.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. I have a PlayStation gift card that I got to give away that I'm going to do. I had two. I gave away one for FIFA 23 winner I did on my page. So I got another one that I'm going to do.
All right, folks, follow MLS SGPN, myself, and Nick at Betting the Pitch for updates on this PlayStation gift card, but also our MLS playoff picks that'll be upcoming. We'll be in touch with y'all soon. And Nick, as usual, no other way to send off our listeners and followers than to say goodbye.
Goodbye, followers. Goodbye, listeners.
Adios, folks.
Later.